for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possible.
Hey, guys.
Hi. The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the day for Friday, January 10th goes to an Indianapolis rapper named T. Ward, real name Troy Ward, who was convicted of murder and robbery charges. Okay, Ward was convicted of a triple homicide. He was convicted of murdery and robbery charges after his music...
Homicide!
He was convicted of murder and robbery charges after his music was used as evidence in court. Okay, I love when rappers 6ix9ine themselves, because I come from a different era, an era where people who were involved in crime didn't even want to talk on the phone about said crime. That was a cardinal sin when you was in the streets. But nowadays, oh man, these kids don't just talk on the phone. They incriminate themselves on the internet in every single way possible. In fact, Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears said, and I quote, "We have won more murder cases than we ever have before because of cell phones and social media, because people routinely brag about it, whether it's in songs, whether it's an IG post, whether it's on Facebook, about what they just did," end quote. Troy Ward is no exception to this, okay? I read this story on Complex.com yesterday, and the headline says, "Indianapolis rapper's lyrics used as evidence in a triple," what is the word?
Homicide.
Murder conviction, okay? See, it was a drug deal gone wrong, and that drug deal gone wrong got Troy Ward 180 years in prison. 180. Sidebar, why do judges do that? Is it a way to, like, psychologically break you? Like, why don't judges just say you're going to die in here? Why don't judges just bang the gavel and say you got forever? What's the point of giving someone 180 years? Those are Old Testament numbers. Back when the first humans recorded in the Bible were living to be 930 years old. In this era, the oldest known living person is 116. That means they would still have 64 years left on their sentence. But anyway, Troy Ward is in jail because he's a rapper, ladies and gentlemen. And one of the worst things hip-hop ever did was give people flack for not living what they rap about. We should have just been enjoying gangster music the way we enjoy, you know, Scorsese films, okay? Let people entertain. But no, we, and I say we because I'm guilty of it too, we wanted gangster rappers to actually do what it is they rapped about, knowing damn well if they did what they rapped about, they would end up dead or in jail. And that's what happened to Troy Ward, because prosecutors linked his lyrics to a triple homicide. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Good job.
I like the way I pronounce it better. Can we hear some of the record, please?
I creep up to the door silently and slow. Bitch. I opened up that bitch and now we clashing poles. Rah. Two shots to the body, two shots to the dome. Okay. Finesse the chick off the stash and then I took it home.
Prosecutor Ryan Mears claimed that those lyrics matched the 2017 triple homicide. He said this was not a random talk about some random incident. He said the song is pretty consistent with the facts of the case. They broke it down lyric by lyric, and prosecutors said Troy even mentioned in the song how one of the victims was wearing swimming trunks at the time of his murder. I really think the reason things like this happen is because the trauma that people experience after they take someone's life, they have to confess their sins. Same reason that guy we were talking about earlier who was touching on those kids went to confess to a pastor. Same reason that Troy Ward, at some point in his 180-year prison sentence, will be begging to talk to a therapist. There's nobody that can commit a crime like that and not have some type of trauma unless they are just a complete sociopath. And this guy, Troy Ward, rapping about the crimes he committed is a cry for help, okay? It's him getting it off his chest because it's probably eating him alive. Now, this donkey of the day sells itself, but the way my brain works, what's really pissing me off about this situation is he sucks as a rapper. Can you play that little clip again, please?
I creep up to the door silently and slow. Bitch. I opened up that bitch and now we clashing poles. Rah. Two shots to the body, two shots to the dome. Okay. Finesse the chick off the stash and then I took it home.
I don't care how real your life is. Talent is talent. Garbage is garbage. A talented rapper can rap about anything and make it sound good. A garbage rapper can have content like this and still make it sound like trash. He didn't have respect. He didn't even have the respect to get an original beat. You're having off 2 Chainz, I'm different? Listen, attention all MCs, and by MCs I mean microphone criminals. It's not the crime that gets you on, it's your talent. And when we say we like rappers who live what they rap, it doesn't have to always be crime. And if it is crime, just make sure when you're rapping about those crimes, it sounds good. Because once again, it's the talent, not the crime, that will make you a success. I'm sorry if the culture ever made you think otherwise. Please give Troy Ward, aka T. Ward, the biggest hee-haw. All right. A lot of that is our fault.
Well,
just by saying that we wanted people to live what they rap about.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Donkey of the day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.